This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downley. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack to House Ag. Start over. FY25 spending bill rolls back H-2A wages, and processor hit with child labor penalty. Vilsack continues to blast House Farm Bill plan as unrealistic. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says the House Agriculture Committee needs to regroup and present a practical, not political, farm bill. Talking to reporters after speaking to the Clean Fuels Alliance America yesterday, Vilsack reiterated his claim that the bill is funded by budget gimmicks. Without a more practical solution, he said a farm bill is unlikely to get a majority support in either chamber, he said. Specifically, he criticized the bill's cut to nutrition funding and the restriction on USDA Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority. He said he stayed within the law to use the CCC to support popular programs among farmers, such as the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities initiative. We've always been conscious of the need to make sure that there's adequate and sufficient resources to help farmers out, said Vilsack. So I think there are a lot of arguments here for the House to take a step back and to be a bit more practical about their approach, because they have a deficit and they can't use an invisibility cloak to mask it. Keep in mind, Republicans argue that the Congressional Budget Office is improperly estimating the savings they can get from rolling back Vilsack's CCC authority. The CBO estimate leaves a large funding gap in the bill. Lincoln, very hard to finish a farm bill this year. A former Senate Ag Committee chair says it will be difficult for the panel to get a farm bill done before the end of the current session. Blanche Lincoln, an Arkansas Democrat who chaired the committee between 2009 and 2011, told AgriPulse Noah Wicks that while anything is possible, the committee would likely need to move a farm bill by September. So far, there has been no sign the committee is going to do that. Lincoln said, quote, it's going to be very hard to get a farm bill done before the end of session. Everybody now is ready to go start campaigning. They know they've only got until October, and that's not just the presidential, but all members of Congress. Remember, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has proposed a far different funding framework than the Republican-led House Ag Farm Bill. But her bill also doesn't have the increases in commodity program reference prices that the House Ag Bill would provide. House GOP looks to roll back H-2A wages. House Republicans have released a draft fiscal 25 funding bill for the Labor Department that would reduce H-2A wage rates to the 23 level and freeze them there for 2 years. The average adverse effect wage rate this year is $17.55 an hour, up 5% from last year. The FY25 labor HHS funding also would suspend new rules that tighten protections for H-2A workers and address other issues. The bill would cut funding for the Labor Department's worker protection agencies by $193 million to $1.7 billion for FY25. The wage and hour division would get a cut of $25 million to $235 million. OSHA's budget would be slashed by $75 million to $558 million. Keep in mind, the cuts and wage rate freeze would be dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. California meat processor staffing agencies settled with DOL on child labor use. A Los Angeles area meat processor and staffing agency will surrender over $327,000 in illegal profits from products connected with child labor. That's according to the Labor Department. A&J Meats and The Right Hire reached a settlement with the agency after a federal judge in Los Angeles determined the company's employed at endangered children as young as 15. The children were tasked with using sharp knives, working inside freezers and coolers, and scheduled to work past 7 p.m. on school nights. In addition to surrendering profits, the company will pay $62,500 in fines. A&J Meats and The Right Hire knowingly endangered these children's safety and put their company's profits before the well-being of these minors, Western Regional Solicitor of Labor Mark Politan said in San Francisco in a statement. These employers egregiously violated federal law, and now both have learned about the serious consequences for those who so callously expose children to harm. Take note. The settlement comes as the meat processing industry is under increased scrutiny by House Agriculture Committee Democrats over the use of child labor. Yesterday, some House Ag members met behind closed doors to discuss that issue. Smoked salmon product recalled over listeria. Select smoked salmon products distributed to 15 states were voluntarily recalled Tuesday over listeria contamination, that according to a Food and Drug Administration notice. Routine testing of toast-size Foppen smoked Norwegian salmon slices revealed listeria in a specific lot. Foppen Seafood, a company based in the Netherlands, specifically recalled the products from lot number 412, which is visible on the packaging. The products were distributed to Kroger and Payless supermarkets in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia. ARS Cornell break ground on new grape research facility. USDA's Agriculture Research Service and Cornell University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences have broken ground on a new grape research facility on the Cornell Agritech campus. The over 70,000 square foot National Grape Improvement Center will house the ARS Genetics Research Unit and ARS Plant Genetic Resources Unit. Four Cornell grapevine research projects also will move into the research facility. ARS and university employees will focus on research to advance grape production through interdisciplinary research, breeding, and technology transfer, ARS said in a news release. Their work will aim to enhance grape production, efficiency, profitability, and sustainability for the United States grape industry. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.